Today's Here's to Your Health segment with Dr. T. Glenn Pate is brought to you by the University of Arkansas for Medical Sciences.
A well-stocked first aid kit can mean the difference between a common injury and a medical emergency. It's a good idea to keep at least one first aid kit in your home and another one in your car. These kits should be someplace that's easy for you to find and access, but still out of the reach of young children. A first aid kit can be purchased at many drugstores or can be assembled based on the activities and the needs of you and your family. Among the things your kit should contain include adhesive tape, elastic bandages, instant cold packs, plastic bags of assorted sizes, and an aluminum finger splint. Sterile saline for irrigated wound is recommended, along with aloe vera gel, calamine lotion, and an eyewash solution. Hydrogen peroxide to disinfect a cut, hydrocortisone cream, and pain relievers like acetaminophen are also recommended. And last but not least, a first aid manual and emergency phone numbers should be included in every first aid kit. For Here's to Your Health, I'm Dr. T. Glenn Pate.
Support for Here's to Your Health is provided by the University of Arkansas for Medical Sciences for a better state of health through teaching the state's healthcare professionals, healing the sick and injured, searching for new medical treatments, and providing programs that reach into every corner of our state. Visit uamshealth.com.